It's a big week coming up for the Lady Cats softball team. There's a home makeup game to be played against Mount Pleasant, along with two other road district games at Greenville Tuesday and at Hallsville Friday. Lady Cats softball coach David Carrillo, who was joined by center fielder Michaela Glosson on KSST and Channel 18 Saturday Morning Coaches Show, discussed the big week ahead.
It'll be a big week for us. Greenville, going to Greenville and going to Hallsville. You know, playing Hallsville is always going to be tough. The Mount Pleasant game will be huge, you know, for the district standings. Right now, you know, just so everybody will know kind of where we're at as a district is, you know, we have to try to make some of these games up. So, you know, we still have some makeups on Monday. So that kind of pushes our Mount Pleasant game back a little bit. But, it's still a big week for everybody. You know, some people will have four games next week. We're going to be fortunate just to have three. And, we just got to be real flexible as a team and as a coaching staff and just play when it's time. And, it's one of those years again. So, it is the way it is. But, again, two big games at the end of the week, too. And to me, all of them were big. You know, I get excited about playing every day we get a chance to play. So, we'll see how it goes. And hopefully we'll have a good week and, be here talking another time and have three wins, hopefully.
Yeah, we talk over and over, but everybody's in the same boat. It's not like, you know, we're just out there all by ourselves, with a bad deal, bad deals all around. There was one coach quoted in the Metroplex, and he said, I'm playing half my district schedule in 1 week,
Yes.
When you end up with all this stuff going on. So, we talked yesterday a little bit about the pitching, having to pitch so often. Some girls just really racking up huge inning amounts of pitching, three or four days in a row. And so, but anyway, as to quote David Carrillo, it is what it is.
It is what it is. it's just one of those years, I guess. We just hopefully, like I said, can adjust to it. And we've been doing a good job so far, and we're just going to keep on going. I think what a good thing about our kids, too, is a lot of them have played before, so they're used to kind of chaos, and some of this stuff. And it's just thing about, we're all in the same boat. That's all I keep saying. Hey, nobody has it any better than anyone else, And, I think their heads are on pretty much for, right, and they know the goals that we have. And, this team's a little bit different than most because, to me, they are a very loose bunch. They're not really stressed out about a whole lot of stuff. And in a way, as a coach, that's good for me because, sometimes pressure can do too good. It can make you excel and it can make you and bring you down. And right now it just seems like these girls are just thankful to be playing. So when we're out there playing, they just go get after it. And they're excited to be out in the field. So in a way, we kind of look at it that way, hey, we're playing today. All right. Because we haven't been able to play. So just to be able to play the game they love is a good thing. And every opportunity we have to play, we're going to get out there and get after it.
KSST Sports